spit on the mic there, Brother David. Hey, good morning to you guys. I love y'all so much. What a wonderful, wonderful thing for us to be together and worship the Most High God. You know, I know. Nice bunch of folks, nice bunch of kids. Looky here, turn with me to Psalms 91, if you don't mind. Psalms 91, and I'm just really excited to be in the house of the Lord with people I love. So much better than being in the house of the Lord with people you don't really dig on. I'm sorry for being so silly, but I love you guys so much. It's good to have Cindy with us. She ain't able to She hasn't been able to be around in a while. She's been going through a lot. We love you, Cindy. I have a very close friend and good buddy here this morning. Me and him go way, way back. And his brother, his big brother, one of my childhood best friends, and Joe Smith, not the Joseph Smith of the religion, but Joe Smith, my friend, is here today, and I'm so glad he's here. He's a real sweet, sweet, sweet guy, and I'm just honored that he's here. If you're going through it this morning, you can trust in the good Lord. If everything is just peachy and roses, get ready. You know, and you can put your trust in the good Lord. You need to put your trust in the good Lord. This world, man, it's crazy. There's a million and one reasons not to turn on the TV. There's a million and one reasons not to watch the news. There's a lot of depressing, crazy stuff. And maybe the news folks are making up stuff nowadays. Maybe there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. But listen, whether the news is lying to you or not, what if you just found out that Grandma's famous homemade cookies weren't homemade at all? Listen, there's one person who loves you with an undying love, and I'm not talking about Grandma. I'm talking about the Most High God. He loves you so much, and He will not lie to you. Matter of fact, if you open His book, you'll see where He is very honest with us. So yes, this life is so unfair, and there's so many stinking tragedies, one after the other, in so many of our lives. But God is faithful. God is faithful, and He will not let you down. So please, if you don't mind, turn to Psalms 91, verse 1, or follow along on the monitors or your bulletin here. And just give me 1 second. Y'all don't mind if I catch up on my emails real fast, do you? If I don't do it now, Portia, I'll forget. Okay, let's pray. Father God, we love You and we praise You, Lord. In the middle of our storm, Lord, we praise You, Lord. Father God, no matter what we're going through, Lord, we know that You are worthy of our praise and we love You. Tell them this morning that you love them, church. If you love them, I'm not talking to a bunch of perfect folks this morning, and you know that I'm not a perfect guy. But what I'm trying to say is that we have a perfect Father in heaven who loves us with an undying love. So everybody just tell Him right now, Father God, I love You. I love You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Father God, thank You for Your anointing this morning. Your will be done in this service. What needs to be said, Lord, let it be said. What does not need to be said, Lord, hold my tongue. Father God, let us leave here refreshed and excited and encouraged, Lord. Let us leave here trusting in You. And let us continue that way. We love You and we praise You. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Give them some praise real fast, everybody. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. God is good. Amen. Jesus. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. I love this, guys. You Psalms 91, a lot of people that have never sat in a church service are familiar with Psalms 91. They know maybe Psalm 23, Psalm 91, some John 3:16, stuff like that. And that's good stuff. That's awesome. Well, Psalms 91 is one of those chapters in the Psalms that a lot of people are very familiar with. A lot of people that have endured combat or hard, stressful times are very familiar with this passage. Some of us that have been in the military, not that I've been in the military, but if you've been in the military, maybe that's a chapter that you're familiar with. But what we want to do this morning is we want to dig a little bit deeper, okay? And I think that it's safe to say that we've all been through some crazy times, that we've all been through some scary times, some uncertain times, okay? But God is faithful, okay? Psalms 91 and verse 1, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. Now, let's focus real fast on that word dwell. Okay, when I was a carpet cleaning dude, I did that for a few years. And one of the things you would do if there was like some sort of nasty stain that wouldn't come up, man, is you would apply some sort of chemical of some sort on that stain. But you didn't get it up right away. You wanted that chemical to kind of dwell in that area, to kind of dig in there and get into the fibers and stuff like that. So the point I'm trying to make, what went up, I was just at that moment starting to get kind of fired up about the Lord when I was doing the carpet cleaning thing. And when the guy teaching me what to do said, you put this on here and you let it dwell. And right away that meant something to me, dwell. I heard my dad as a preacher say that 1,000 times, man. Dwell, dwell. You know, so when we say dwell, we can think about staying with. You see what I'm saying? Hold on to. Okay, don't deviate from, don't leave. You can put your trust in God. When anything else is uncertain and crazy, stay with the Lord. Amen? All right? Stick with Him. Okay? Well, let me keep going. He who sticks with the Lord, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. So, the Most High, that's a really, really couple of nice, awesome words right there. The Most High. I'm fond of saying the one true God. And that's a true statement as well. But when we're talking about our God, when we're talking about Jehovah God, we're talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we're talking about there is no name above that name. There is no one second close to that, okay? There is the one true God, and then there's multitudes of false religions and different things like that. Listen. I'm talking to Christian folks this morning, and I'm talking to people that need to accept Jesus. If you haven't done that, okay? If you haven't done that, you need to do that. And I have no idea whether you have or you haven't, okay? There's plenty of people that can sit in a church service that haven't accepted Jesus Christ. How do I know that? Because I did it for tons of years. I did it myself. And I knew a lot of the scripture, you know? But anyways, okay, we have this wonderful opportunity. We have the Lord God Jehovah, who wants a relationship with us. And he says, once you're in the family, first of all, if you want to be in the shelter of the Almighty, you've got to be in the family, okay? You've got to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is the only way to the Father. That doesn't mean you have to go to church every Sunday. That doesn't mean you have to dress fancy. That doesn't mean you have to put $80 in an offering plate. That don't hurt. I'm playing. That was a joke. No, that was a joke. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. We have this wonderful privilege. The Creator of the universe says, listen, life's tough and it's unfair. And God knows all about it being unfair. He saw his Son murdered for our sins. His Son paid for our sins. And Jesus Christ's righteousness was placed on us. Talk about unfair. You know what I mean? So yeah, we have however many years the good Lord gives us down here, where things can get pretty bumpy and scary, and you know, it's not always fun, it's not always a walk in the park, but God gives us these awesome things that we can hold on to while we're down here, while we're here. And then it's going to get real good. All God's people said, it's going to get real good. And let me just say this real fast, man. just because my father was a Christian and my mother was a Christian and I was raised in a Christian home and my father was a preacher, I didn't just leave my intellect at the door. I didn't just sign away and say, well, I'm going to blindly believe in this, okay? I'm not the smartest person, you know, but I'm not dumb either. You know what I'm saying? And all God's people said, man, somebody argue with me a little bit about that. Goodness, listen, man. We all have to come to that place. God doesn't have grandchildren. We have to come to that place where either we accept Jesus Christ or we do not, okay? So, I don't want to believe in something that's not real. I certainly don't want to base my life on something that is not real. And I couldn't stand up here and talk to people about the goodness of the Lord if I did not believe it with all my heart. I wouldn't do that. You see what I'm saying? So I know that there's a God in heaven, and I know he sent his son to die for my sins. Okay? And so life is brutally unfair sometimes, but God is with me. Now I need to dwell with him, not get off on my own course, not try and do things my way. You know what I mean? But trust in him. Stick with him. Amen? He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. When you hear the word shelter, you know, when I hear the word shelter, I think of like, you know, safety, warm, man. You know what I mean? I'm not getting soaking wet when it's storming outside. I have a place of safety. Okay, in this world, there is one thing that will never, ever, 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 ever leave you or forsake you. And that is the Most High God. People you've known your whole life can abandon you. All kinds of crazy things can happen. Okay? All the doctors can say all kinds of stuff, man. You can be completely blindsided. But God said, I'm right here with you. Trust in me. Abide in me. Okay, stick with me, and I'm going to get you through this. Okay? Don't start freaking out. Don't get stressed out. Okay, when you start feeling that way, trust in me. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. So look, if you're in my shadow, man, you're pretty close to me, right? We're close. We're in close proximity. This is God. You run to him. You draw near to him. He's going to draw near to you. You're going through a hard time. He's closer to you than ever before. He wants to be with you through those hard times. He honestly does. And sometimes he'll let us go through hard times, not out of cruelty. Sometimes he'll let us go through hard times so we run back to him, so we can enjoy the peace of his presence through the troubles that life throws our way. You know what I mean? Does that make sense this morning? Life's hard, but God is faithful, man. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. The Most High, Almighty. So the choice is ours. It is. There's 1,001 things you can follow, man, but they're all going to leave you empty at the end. You can say, well, I'm just not a religious person. I'm not into Hinduism. I'm not into Buddhism. I'm not into Islam. I'm not into Mormonism. I'm not into fill in the blank. Okay, well, you're going to follow something, man. You're going to do something that you're going to hang your hat on, that you're going to be like, well, I'm going to put my trust in this, even if it's just yourself, man. You know, even if it's your hobby model battleships or something. You know, there's something that you are going to zone into to help you get through hard times, man. And it will all lead you to a dead end. It all has holes in it, man, except for Jesus Christ. I'm here to tell you, man. Okay. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. We have this wonderful opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Then we're in that family. And we literally belong to the Creator of the universe, man, the Most High. That's a wonderful thing, man, for the kid that was never really good at sports, the kid that, you know, whatever, man. Dude, I'm on the winning team, man. I am like the Green Beret of, dude, I belong to the Most High God. What a wonderful thing, man. And so give him some praise, man, if you're stoked about that. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress. This chapter right here, tucked away in the middle of the Psalms, it's a beautiful thing, and it's about growing your faith, man. It's about totally trusting in the Lord. When everything else is falling apart, trust in the Lord. When it looks like everything's going to fall apart, putting all your trust in the Lord. I'm not saying quit your job. I'm not saying that, man. Okay? God wants us to work, and he wants us to work hard, and he wants to be the best at what we do. We want to give our best, man. We represent Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? But see, here's the thing, man. Where I can't do it, where I can't reach it, I put my trust in God, and He will make a way where there is no way. So as I look across, you know, some of you guys are going through some crazy stuff, man. It's like way out of our hands. But it's not out of God's hands. It's not. Okay? We can get freaked out. We can get miserable. We can do a bunch of crazy stuff. Or we can trust in the Lord and have rest and have peace. Amen? He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I want to read real fast Joshua 24 before I go any further. Joshua 24 and verse 15. We have a choice. We have a choice who we're going to serve. And you're going to serve somebody. Okay? You're going to serve something. Okay? This is what Joshua said. If serving the Lord seems unreasonable to you, and it does to some of us, let's be honest, I don't want to have to go to church every Sunday. I don't want to have to dress spiffy. That ain't what I'm talking about, man. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about having a relationship with the Creator of the universe. I'm talking about knowing that when I die, whenever that is, whenever I pass away, man, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be wonderful. And we've all lost somebody in here, man. You know, we've all lost somebody. But what a wonderful blessing we have in these words right here. And like I said, this is the truth. Whether or not you want to accept it or not, that is totally up to you. We all have free will. But I'm saying from the bottom of my heart, this is the truth. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Joshua's laying it out there. You're going to serve somebody, and you are. We're going to serve something. Even if it's just Paul living for Paul, man. You know what I mean? Okay. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates. My pops was never a religious guy, and it worked for him. You know what I mean? Listen, if you can hear his voice right now, if you can, it's not too late to accept him if you haven't already, okay? You will serve whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. That's really cool, man, because Joshua and the children of Israel just got to the promised land. They're right here, and other people were living there before they got there, and those other people didn't really want to give up their land. Like, God told you, what are you talking about, man? I've got crops I got to harvest, and I dug that well. What do you mean? No, God gave them that stuff. So here were all these people that weren't about to give up that stuff, but God gave them victory. You know, God gave them victory in some mighty, mighty ways. So Joshua's breaking it down like this, like, okay, you can serve the old school gods that you messed around with in Egypt and all that stuff when you were a slave, okay, but remember, you're not a slave anymore, all right, and those guys didn't help you out none. It was the one true God that got you to this point. And now that you're here in this promised land, thank you, God, that you did all this. Don't start prostituting yourself out to all these people, all these idols around you, okay? They helped these guys out an awful lot, did they? You're dwelling in their land now. You're drinking from their wells. That's vines, that's grapes that they planted, okay? The one true God did all this for you. So if you think it's unreasonable to serve him, well, then pick one of them out and see how that works out for you. Okay. Whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. What a wonderful thing, man. What a wonderful thing. Josh, he's like, man, you got free will, cat daddy. You can do whatever you want to do. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't. I wouldn't. You know what I mean? I'm going to serve the one true God. I'm going to serve the God that made sure I had food in my belly. I'm going to serve the God that protected me from all these enemies, man, that was there, that is mighty to save. I'm talking about why settle for, you know, some bottom-of-the-line demon-slash-deity thing, you know what I mean, when you can serve the Creator of the universe. And you will serve something. You will. You know what I mean? Okay, anyways, moving forward, we want to make that decision today. I will say, this is verse 2, Psalm 91, verse 2. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress. I will say to the Lord, Cindy Sue, I will say to the Lord. There's nothing wrong with bringing to remembrance. There's nothing wrong with... Y'all want to take a break? Y'all take a break? Oh. There's nothing wrong with saying to the Lord, hey, Father God, this is what your word says. This is what your word says right here. Bringing it to his remembrance. Now, keep in mind, you're not reminding him of anything, but he says in his word, do that. Well, what's that talking about? God doesn't forget anything. He can't forget nothing. Okay? What that is telling us, man, is you take the promises that God has given you in the word and say, God, you said this, and I'm trusting in you on this. You know what I mean? Don't forget about it. Bring it up often. I will say to the Lord, God, you said I've never seen the righteous forsaken. God, you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord. I'm trusting in you in this matter. Okay, I will say to the Lord, and you know what's a beautiful thing is to worship God, to praise him. Praise him right in the middle of the craziest times of your life. You know what I mean? Praise him. And you don't have to sing. You don't have to do any of that jazz unless you want to. But you know what, man? You're starting to get worked up. You're starting to get stressed out. Somebody's really pushing your buttons, man, like the little kid in the elevator that pushes every single one of them. And you're like, dude, man. You know, like, hey, I'm going to praise the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus. I do that a lot, man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just give him some praise, man. He's worthy of our praise. Okay. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress. So he is my shelter. He is my refuge. He is my fortress. So listen, man, back in ancient military times, right, you needed a fortress, man. When that enemy was coming, you would want to run into that place of safety. Okay, that's my refuge. They can't get to me. Matter of fact, it is a fortress in an impenetrable place of safety. That is in the arms and the shadow of the Most High God. Okay, so I'm going to trust in him. And whatever's coming my way, or whatever I think might come my way, I'm going to put my faith in him. I'm going to trust in him because he is my refuge. He is my shelter. He is my fortress. You know, think about that. That makes a lot of sense, right? Okay, there's a lot of bad things out there, man, but I belong to the Most High God. So if something comes my way, okay, then God has allowed that to come my way, and he's allowed it to come my way for a bigger reason. I may not understand it at all. But I can know this, that, hey, God is my fortress. He is my safety. And if he's allowing me to go through something, then it's for a reason. It's for his glory and for my spiritual growth. There's something there while I'm going through that. Amen? I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. We can sum Psalms 91 up like that, man. Trusting in God. Trusting in God no matter what. No matter what you're going through. You know, and there's a lot of heartbreaking stuff going on, man, in this community of believers. There's a lot of heartbreaking stuff that's going on, stuff that we're dealing with, man. But you know what? You're not going through it alone. You're not. You have the Most High God, the Almighty God, who is right there with you. Amen? I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Total reliance on the Lord. That's what we're shooting for. And the more you go through the trials, the more you're going to learn to rely on him. You really will. You know, look at little David who slew the giant, right? And he did, man. He really did that. Okay, but he didn't do that first. He didn't do that right off the bat. He didn't, man. And he didn't work out and train like Rocky. He knew what he had to do when he got to that situation. He knew what he had to do. And King Saul should have dealt with that giant a long time ago. But see, here comes little David, and he knew that his God was the one true God. So it was nothing to him when he saw this Philistine. Maybe he was 10 foot tall, 11 foot tall, 40 foot tall. Probably like 10 foot tall. But he's a big dude, man. Big cat, right? Big strong guy. Been a warrior since way before David was born. But he knew, David knew one thing. My God is faithful, and I belong to him. And that dude down there is mocking my God. So I got this. You know? And it didn't start off that way, man. First, there was lions and bears, you know. There were other battles that David had to fight before God allowed him to fight that giant. And each one, he grew a little bit more. He grew to have complete faith in God. You know, probably after that first battle with that wild animal, he's like, "Woo, man. God is good, right, little sheepy?" You know what I mean? And then before too long, man, he wasn't sweating. You know what I mean? He had his faith in God, man. That's what I'm talking about. Total faith in your Lord, man. All right? That's what we're shooting for. my God in whom I trust. Let's read Proverbs 3, verse 5. I had some of them pancakes, man. They are good. And bacon. Real bacon. Real bacon, not that herbal bacon they're pushing now. I don't know if they're pushing herbal bacon. Seems like they would. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Look at this. Listen up. Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's easier said than done, right? That's what we're shooting for. And we're going through these battles. Maybe we're fighting the lion. Maybe we're fighting the bear. Maybe all of a sudden we're facing a giant, man. You know what I mean? But here it is, man. I'm going to trust in the Lord. Completely rely on the Lord. Well, no, you don't understand, man. I'm going through all this. Yeah, man, look in the Bible. And this word is true. And people have went through some crazy stuff, just like you, and God has been faithful. And you can ask people around here, and you can see that God has been faithful. And I know that what you're going through is your own personal battle, and no one quite gets it. I understand that, man. I do. Your pain is your pain, and it might seem like nobody can really relate. It might even seem like no one even really cares. Well, that's probably not true, but see, here's the thing. God knows, and God cares, and God is with you, and he is faithful. Amen? And he's not going to play favorites, man. Okay, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. See, that's the problem, man, is for Paul Rudd, I'll trust in the Lord, especially on Sundays. A Sunday afternoon, sometimes, Rachel Jean being mean to me, I might not want to trust in the Lord so much. I want to lean on my own understanding. You know what I mean? Can't do that, man. And Rachel Jean's a peach. She's a real sweetheart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. Verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. So here we are, man. We got all this crisis going on. We got all this ruckus is going on. Trust in God, and he'll get you through it, man. He'll make your path straight. Instead of, I don't know if this ever happened to you, but it's happened to me a couple times, man. Where like the GPS thing will like send you like on some wild goose chase or something. Like you're on a straight, you're like literally on a straight path. You find out, well, all I do is stay on this road, man. I'll be there. And like GPS, like, no, turn here. And you're like going all the way around and all that. And people are looking at you weird and all that. And then you get right back to where you started. Like, what the heck is that about, man? That's a big old waste of time. Or one time, Rachel Jean's grandfather, he's an awesome man. I love that man dearly. One time we had to go up to Iowa, and he said, listen, this is how you want to do this, boy. And, you know, I was like, okay, great, man, awesome. He drew us a map on exactly, you remember those? Any of y'all remember those maps, atlases and all that? I broke out the old atlas. He's like, this is what you want to do. You want to do this and then go all the way across Missouri and then go up or something like that. I was like, oh, all right, whatever. Sounds good to me. So anyways, we're cutting sideways through Missouri, I believe, or some state. And all day long, I'm like, hey, man, how far are we from Des Moines, Iowa? Well, about 6-7 hours. Yeah, that's not how they talk there. I don't know how they talk. But about 6-7 hours. And stop a couple hours later. How far are we from Des Moines, Iowa? About 6-7 hours. All day long, man. Like, all day long. Like, what? Something ain't right here, man. And then finally, I break out the old atlas and like, well, yeah, he does. Just got, instead of going north, I'm like cutting through the country. And it was, the man meant well. No, I really, really appreciate it. But man, I kind of wasted a lot of time right there. I have no idea what this has to do with the sermon anymore. But, look. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. How about them apples, man? Trust in God. Put your faith in God. Trust in God. Don't worry about what other people think about you or anything like that. Trust in God, and he'll get you there. He'll get you through to the other side, man. Amen. Give him some praise. Let's go to the next slide. Psalm 91, verse 3. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, that's feathers, and under his wings will you find refuge. Let's go back to verse 3. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. So, as I'm doing the thing that I do, I'm like, fowler. Fowler. What's a Fowler? Anyways, it's did a lot of digging for you guys, and you're welcome. What we got going on here is like a metaphor for Satan's sneaky little traps, Satan's little snares, okay? So, you know, no one likes to be hoodwinked. I don't like to be hoodwinked, you know? So here's the deal, man. Satan's out to steal, kill, and destroy, and he'll do it any way he possibly can. And sometimes, man, we'll be totally set up. You know, we'll be in a situation, and God's like, hey, don't say that back to that person. Don't do it. Don't give that person a piece of your mind. Just be cool, man. Be cool. That's like a snare. That's a trap. You know what I mean? You don't know. You know, you're in a public area or something like that. Someone's acting the fool, and you might want to let them have it. I get like that sometimes. You know what I mean? And you never know who's like, hey, ain't you the preacher at that church down the way? You know? Well, I ain't right now because that lady owes me 3 cents. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to fall for the traps of Satan if we listen to the Most High God. If we abide in him, if we trust in him, if we take refuge in him, we don't have to be hoodwinked into these traps. Okay? And when Satan's out to get you from you know, you're just blindsided. Man, I wasn't expecting that. Okay. This is crazy. This is a mess. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I don't know how my life will ever be normal again. I didn't see this coming. This is so unfair. But God is with me, man. I'm not gonna give in to temptation. I'm not gonna get out of his word. I'm gonna trust in him because I know that he is faithful. You see what I'm saying? Make sense? For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Okay, and from the deadly pestilence. So it doesn't matter, man, what Satan throws your way. It doesn't matter what this world throws at you. You know, deadly pestilence, talking about a disease or something like that, man. My God is faithful. My God is faithful. And so I'm going to trust in him. Okay? And yeah, man, good people, good God-fearing people, and scoundrels get diseases all the time, man. You know, the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. And, but God is faithful to his people, man. And God will be with us. I can get through anything. I'm putting my trust in God. He will get me through. He will make my path straight. You see what I'm saying? For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. I don't know about you, but that don't sound good to me. I don't like worrying about deadly pestilence. Hey, did you see in the newspaper? There's deadly pestilence coming up. The pigs got the cow mad flu disease and all that. You know? You know what I mean? Well, I'm trusting in the Most High God. And I need to use wisdom, too. If there's an outbreak of the cow flu pig swine thing, you know, don't go eating the... Whatever, man. Just use wisdom, right? But you got to trust in the Most High God, and he'll get you through. Like, man, I got a great deal on this pig. This swine was... No. And trust in the Lord, man, and use wisdom. For he will deliver you... It's not anybody here pushing bacon, are you? I mean, I love pork. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers... And under his wings, you will find refuge. Listen, under his wings, you will find refuge. Listen, man, God is active. We're about to wrap this up, but listen to me. God is not indifferent to what you're going through. God is active in your storm, okay? Remember Peter walking on the water, man? Man, he was able to walk on that water, wasn't he? I just can't, but that's a metaphor. No, that's not a metaphor. Peter was walking on the water, man. That's what the Bible, he was really walking on water. Well, you do it, preacher. I ain't doing that. I can do it if I want to. No, I'm playing. Don't get me going. I'll get stupid here in a minute. But listen, man, Peter was walking on water, but his focus was on the Lord. And then when he stopped looking at the Lord and started looking at the wind and waves and how crazy it is, like, I'm walking on water. Oh, no, I'm not going to, you know. And he started drowning. But God was right there with him, man. God pulled him up. Jesus pulled him up. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so I'm going to trust in Jesus. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find rest. God is active in your storm, man. He's covering you. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? When I had a... I've had a lot of hospital procedures, and I've had a surgery and different things like that. And one of these weird things that when I'm going through a hard time, one thing I have to have close to me is Rachel Jean. And that's just how it is. And I remember about to go into my surgery, I was like, where's Rachel Jean? Where's Rachel Jean? I needed Rachel Jean. And as soon as I came out of the surgery, I was like, where's Rachel Jean? Where's Rachel Jean? Going into these procedures and all that, first thing, I got to see Rachel Jean. Because that gives me peace, man. You know what I mean? God is way, way more committed to us than anything else in the universe. You see what I'm saying this morning? I mean, Rachel Jean is like a security blanket. She's everything to me, but she's my blessing from the Lord. She's my blessing from the Lord, and she gives me no small amount of peace to have her by my side during hard times. And that's one of the reasons why God has given her to me as a blessing, as a strong tower, you see what I'm saying, during these hard times. But see, she is my blessing from God, and God is right there through Rachel Jean and through my brothers and sisters of Christ saying, hey, man, you can do this. It's going to be all right. You can do this. God will never leave us. He's actively involved in our storms. Okay, there's a story. Well, hold on. I'm seriously about to close. But one Christmas, Rachel Jean bought me this book. It's called God in the Foxhole, or something about foxholes in God or something. And it was all about real-life military stories that people told after they come out of combat, where a miracle of some sort attributed to Jesus Christ saved them. They couldn't explain it any other way. They were like, I was going to die, but then the hand of God moved. And most of these people weren't religious folks at all, you know, maybe in their distant past or something. But the one story that really stuck out, and they could not pinpoint the origin of it or who came up with it or who lived through it, rather, but it's been around for a long, long time, and it's one of my favorite little stories in the whole world. This Marine was on an island in the Pacific Theater fighting against the Japanese in World War II. And somehow, he's all alone. He's been separated from his platoon. He's running, and he's facing certain death. The Japanese are closing in on him. He's fearing for his life. He runs into just a little animal dwelling, like a little cave, runs in there, hunkers down, and he begins to pray. Not a particularly religious guy, but like the saying, there are no atheists in a foxhole. He begins to pray out to the Lord. And some of you guys can really relate to that. Well, he begins to cry out to the Lord, the Lord he knew as a little boy. It's like, God, you know, just please spare me. I want to go home, that sort of jazz, that sort of thing. And he's really praying earnestly, and he can hear the Japanese getting closer and shooting down holes and different things, you know, stabbing bayonets and stuff, trying to dig them out, flush them out. And so he's crying out to the Lord, and all of a sudden this little spider drops down at the mouth of the cave, and he can see it because he's looking out, you know, looking for a certain death to come walking up, you know, waiting for that grenade to be tossed in or whatever's going to happen. And this spider just goes to work, man, just making this elaborate, beautiful web. And the guy actually thinks, like, God, you know, I need a miracle here, and all I have is this, you know, this stupid, silly little spider, man, you know? And he's not giving up. He's praying, he's trusting in God. Before too long, the spider made this massive web. And then here come the feet of some Japanese soldiers, and they barely even look down in the hole because they see this massive web, knowing that nobody could have ran in there because that web would be distracted. That web would be messed up. So they just walked by, and so he was able to get back to safety. See, God is actively, and that's just one little story, okay? And people do die in combat all the time and stuff like that. But listen, what I'm trying to say is God is with his people. And God knows what he's doing, and God is faithful. Amen? He's actively involved in your storm, whatever that is. No matter how alone you feel or how impossible your situation may seem to you, God is faithful, and my God can do all things. Amen? So I'm going to trust in him. Amen? Amen? He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. Psalm 46 and verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Isn't that awesome? So I'm going to have troubles, but God is present with me, and he's not just hanging out with me. He is active in my storm, in my crisis. He is a very present help in times of trouble. Amen. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. Isn't that cool? What's a buckler? It's another type of shield. Our God is a strong tower. He is a fortress. He is my shelter. He is my refuge. He is a shield and buckler. That is a defensive tool right there, man. Shield. To deflect the fiery darts that Satan throws at your mind, man. Think about that. You ain't no good. Ain't no one ever going to like you. This is the end for you. You about to get fired. You should have done that. You left the toilet seat up again. You're going to get in trouble. You know? Fiery darts from the devil, man. But see, if I'm trusting in God, trusting in God's faithfulness, knowing that God is faithful, that he's not going to leave me or forsake me, that God's got a plan for me. Amen? Trusting in the truth of God's word, I can deflect anything that Satan throws at me. Okay? You know what? This is a hopeless situation. You might as well curse God and die. You might as well give up. You know? No. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in his word. Well, no, man. You're in a really, really bad situation. No one goes through the same pain you're going through. That's a lie anyways. That's a lie. A lot of people go through very similar situations to what you're going through. I know that your pain is personal and no one gets it like you. I got it. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But listen, God knows exactly where you're at, man. He knows exactly where you're at. And other people have been through very similar situations and God has given them peace through these struggles. And we'll get them through to the other side. Amen. So we can thwart, all God's people said, thwart the fiery darts, the fiery attacks of Satan that he throws at you, man. Why don't I want to shoot a fiery arrow at something? It's not because I want to stick a fiery arrow in something. I mean, that's pretty cool. That's pretty fun, right? But I want that thing to burn down and be destroyed. That's why I took the time to dip it in pitch and light it on fire. It's like, it's a fiery arrow. You just got regular arrows. I got fiery arrows. Because fiery arrows are going to destroy something, man. You know what I mean? You don't necessarily have to hit the dude in the face or throw their neck with a fiery arrow. Just hit it in his bunk bed or something. Satan likes to throw them fiery arrows, man. We can deflect them by trusting in the Lord, by standing on his promises, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen? His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. Ephesians 6, verse 16. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith. This is Paul the Apostle talking about what's going on right here in Psalms 91. As Christians, we need to have the shield of faith, man. What is the shield of faith? Trusting in God. God is my protection. God is my protection. Trusting in him, believing in his word when no one else wants to stand on his word. You know, I'm going to stand on the word. Even when people that mean well are giving you horrible advice, like, oh, thank you very much, I appreciate that, but I'm going to stand on the word of the Lord. Ephesians 6 and verse 16, in all circumstances, that's pretty serious right there, Brother Robert, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. In every situation, you can extinguish all the traps, the tricks, everything that Satan's going to throw at you. You can extinguish it. You can nip it in the bud if you put your trust in God and not get into the flesh and do something stupid. Amen? Let's go to the next slide. Psalms 91, 5 and 6. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Verse 6, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. So right here we got the gambit, don't we? We got broad daylight, we got the darkest night. Some of us are really fearful of the night, man, because we can't see. We don't know what's going to happen next. Okay, Satan will use any trick, any tool he can. You know what I mean? So what this is talking to us about is like, man, sometimes there's those attacks and you like can just see it plain as day. Like 1,000 troops marching up to that fortress and you're on the wall. Broad daylight. They can't get in here. Well, okay. Sometimes, in the dark of night, you might hear a little thump on the roof. Hey, maybe that's a ninja with some throwing stars about to kick in the window. Maybe it's a rat. Who knows? But see, no matter what you go through, no matter what Satan throws your way, you see what I'm saying? No matter what tool he tries to use to discourage you or to break you down or get you to mess up, or get you to give in to fear, because that's Satan's number one tool, man, fear. You know what I mean? fear of the future, fear of the unknown, and regrets and fear of the past. You know what I mean? However Satan comes at you, whatever it is, I can have victory because I got the shield. The Lord God is my protection. Now I'm going to stay with Him. I'm going to trust in His Word. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. I'm trusting the Lord, and I will get through this. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. That thing you completely didn't expect, like the blind side. Man, I didn't see that happen at all, but here I am. Now, as impossible as it might sound, God says, yes, you went through something hard, man, something completely tragic. But listen, we will get through this, man. Trust in me. Trust in me. Our God does the impossible. Luke 1:37, for nothing is impossible with God. You might look at your life and say, I died when that happened. I might as well go dig a hole, man. When that happened, I was done. You know, I'm just killing time till quitting time now. You know what I mean? For nothing is impossible with God. And God gives us life, and He wants us to have it more abundantly, man. Focus on His truth, and that can change things. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. Psalm 20 and verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. So that's speaking about military strength, pretty much, you know. Chariots were like the armored vehicles or the tank of the day. And some of these nations would, you know, put all kinds of armors on these horses and, you know, spikes and different things on the chariots. Real Ben-Hur stuff going on, you know, spinning spikes and all that. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. Yeah, you can trust in the American military. You can trust in the American government. You know what I mean? But, and they might let you down tomorrow. You know? See, the Most High God never will, man. There's people in China that have to worship in secret. And it means something when they say they're a Christian because they could be rounded up and shot or beat or killed. You know what I mean? And their government absolutely positively does not have their back. You can put your trust in whatever you want to, just like Joshua said, and we do have that choice. You know what I mean? He who dwells, are we going to dwell with Him? Are we going to trust in Him? Are we going to stick with Him? That's what we got to do. That's what we have to decide. Because one leads to a whole lot of painful consequences. One leads to a big old emptiness, and one leads to a big old mess. And one leads to peace as we get through to the other side. Peace and victory. But some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Now look at this real fast in closing. I got a tattoo yet. No, look at this in closing. God has never failed. He has never, ever, ever failed. He has not. If He's promised something, it has come to pass. He has an amazing 100% track record. Okay? You cannot say that about anybody else. You can't say that about God. In this book right here, God is bold enough to predict the future, and everything He's predicted is either going to happen or has already happened exactly like He said it was going to happen. Okay, so let that encourage you this morning. You can put your trust in this God, okay, this one true God, the Most High God. God has never failed, and He never will, so we can trust in Him. So I want to, in closing, I just want to extend the invitation. If anybody feels the tugging of the Holy Spirit, and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, come on up here right now. Don't worry about being scared. Don't worry about none of that. Just come on up here. We just want to pray with you. It'll be the best decision you've ever made if you haven't made it yet. Thank you, Lord. Cough drops. Thank you, Jesus.